It's 20 to 10, Sky Sports Radio, the Gosford Quarries, Gosford Gold couple. And today, Kylie Gavrilock is having a terrific run of late, and she's got Wild About Her in there with Grant Buckley on board. Morning, Kylie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Not going anywhere near as well as you. Gosh, this year won three in a row with this mare. She's flying, Wild About Her.
Yeah, she is. She's really found a purple patch. Let's hope it continues today.
What have you put it down to?
Getting her up over some ground has had to have suited her on the way she's bred. She's just bred to stay, so stepping up in ground. A little bit of maturity. She wasn't the most mature young horse that there was. And, and these mares, sometimes they just hit a purple patch, and when you do, you've got to make the most of it.
Yeah, you often find that, Kylie, don't you? They hit form and they'll hold it for half a dozen runs sometimes.
Yep.
Well, now, this mare... Yeah, too right you are. Now, as you said, the pedigree, she's by a Derby winner, America and Big Brown, and once for a while, I think it might have gone around the Melbourne Cup, didn't it?
No, it won an Oaks.
Won an Oaks?
Yeah.
Yeah, she got up over the ground, so that's been the key to it. Now, today you've drawn out a bit. What are you going to tell Grant Buckley to do with the barrier?
Look, she's not a horse that really races on the pace anyway, so at least, you know, you're going to be sort of just find where she's comfortable. And hopefully she can sort of be only one off the fence so that she can fly home and find the line. I don't think we can change her pattern, you know, too much. And I think you're going to overthink, you know, the fact that she's drawn that barrier. It is what it is. It's unfortunate, but hopefully she can overcome it.
I think you're right. Sometimes you overanalyze things and make it something simple rather complicated, don't you?
Yep, that's right, yes.
Now, you also nommed a good old horse, Randiki's 9-year-old. You pulled him out, but this horse trialled well the other day.
He trialled twice very well this time in, and he walked out with a stone bruise this morning. Oh. So I was fairly upset about it because I can't say as I've had for a long time him going into a first up run as well as he has been. He's had a couple of nice trials. A couple of nice jump outs, so you know he was super primed for it, and it's just one of those things when you get, you know, when you get a foot out, it's just like that, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I looked and I'd seen the trials, and I thought, gee, this old horse is going well. He's 9-year-old, he's as fresh as a daisy, and then I saw you pulled him out. I thought, oh, maybe you got something else lined up for him, unaware that this, that's no, frustrating, Kylie.
Yeah,
that's heartbreaking.
Very, very frustrating it is, yeah. But anyway, there's nothing you can do about it. So now we have to put all our eggs into one basket and hopefully that'll come home for us.
All right. They said for a 9-year-old, he's not over-raced for nine. He's only had the 47 starts.
Yeah, no, he's not over-raced and he's as sound as they come. That's what's so annoying about the stone bruise with him. He's a really sound old horse and he's a little bit tricky on his day. He's a very good horse, but he's got a mind of his own. But I think we might have had that mind right going in today. But anyway, that's spilt milk now, so we'll just have to try and find another race for him.
All right. Now, you got Nickers in a twist in at Rose Hill. Ran a nice third at Randwick the other day.
Yeah, it was a very nice run at Randwick the other day. The horse is very, very well. At least we're in the last race, but it might be a bit cooler by then. I mean, Saturday's supposed to only get to 30, so it'll be nice if it's a little bit cooler for him. But I'm really happy with him. And it was good that Corey wanted to stick with him. I think that's a good sign.
Yeah. Now, I'm about to talk to Angela Davies. I tell you what, talk about girl power at Gosford. Are you two flying?
Yes, it is girl power at Gosford.
Yeah, well, you've trained 9 out of your last 50. Angela's showing off. She's trained 14 out of her last 50. So you'll have to talk to her and just tell her she's going too good. But you both got terrific strike rates.
Yeah, she's got a bigger team than I have now. I'm not as big as I used to be, so good luck to her.
You're both going well. Hey, good luck today. Let's hope both of you win because she's got Clipper in and we'll have a yarn to her in a moment. But good luck today with Wild About Her, Kylie.
Thank you very much.
Kylie Gavrilock with Wild About Her. Shocking luck with Randiki coming out this morning with a bit of a stone bruise by the looks of it. It's almost a quarter to 10 at Sky Sports Radio. As I mentioned, she's just showing off. Angela Davies, 14 out of 50, the last strike rate. Morning, Angela.
Good morning.
You got to cut this out. You're just going too good, aren't you?
Oh, I'd like to go a little bit better.
I thought you might. That's the greed coming out. It's kicking in now, isn't it, eh?
Oh, look, it's that competitive spirit. I love it, eh? That's the reason I'm in this game.
Okay? Hey, but isn't it fantastic? I mentioned, as Kylie, with great strike rate. You're the same. It is girl power at Gosford, I tell you.
Yeah, we're going really well, and it's good to see. I mean, we're still a very quite a minority, really, women in racing. You know, there's still a lot smaller number of women trainers than men trainers. So we've got to try and be successful to keep getting you boys, keep yous in line.
Oh, look at you, just getting ready to put the boot in there. You got only one foot on the ground, the other one swinging back. Angela, haven't you?
Have I ever?
Today you're hoping to do it with Clipper in the takeover Target. Good run at Scone, got the money, and then a nice winner at Randwick the other day.
Yeah, look, she's in a really good place, this mare, at the moment. She's very happy, very well, looks very well. Her work, you know, couldn't fault her work, and she's happy at home. So, you know, she's sort of doing everything right at the moment.
She did have blinkers on. You took them off her before that start at Scone, and she's won both starts with the shades off.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Corey actually trialled her at Wyong, and I took them off because I wanted to see what she was like without them, and I haven't worked her in them since I've had her. And her work's been good enough, so I thought, we'll trial her, and I'll see what Corey thinks. Anyway, I took the blinkers off her in the trial, and he said, oh, you know, she doesn't show any indication she needs a man. And I said, all right, well, I'll leave them off, and then Greg Ryan got off her and said, no, he said she doesn't need them. Leave them off her. So, you know, we've just elected to leave them off the mare.
Now, where do you hope to be in the run today?
Oh, tricky. We don't want to give anything away.
No. Well, tell a lie. Come on, make it up.
No, look, you know, from that gate, we'll have to be, you know, a little bit positive. But, you know, I'm hoping we'll be third fence.
All right. Good luck. Now, listen, you've got one in, entered at Taree, Karaoke. Was this a late scratching the other day?
Yeah, look, he just had a little bit of a foot problem as well. We've had a few foot problems at Gosford. So,
yeah,
he had a little bit of a foot, but he seems fine now. So he's in it. He'll be in Monday coming. But he's a nice little horse. He's trialled nicely. So, you know, we just hope there's a future for him as well.
Yeah, you're playing him down. The dogs were barking him the other day.
Yeah. Well, the dogs are always barking. Just feed them.
He was a spruik horse the other day. You know you're going to get 6-4 about it when it goes around.
But oh, God.
They were barking.
Why do they want to put such big wraps on them? And then when the horse doesn't go any good, they drag me in the spirit room and go, what happened? I say, well, I didn't back it, so who's backing these horses?
So you're whinging all the time. There you go.
Everyone's putting me under pressure, these punters. I don't know what they're doing. Anyway,
well,
never mind.
Good luck with Karaoke, but good luck with Clipper today. This will be a nice effort. And as I said, look, you are having a terrific run. Through the Cracks is going well also. You are having a great run.
He's going super, and Rue Bell's raced well. And, yeah, so, you know, and I still only have a small team. We've only got 10 in work, but not a big team. It's a very small team. And, you know, like we're just... You know, just try and get the best out of all of them. That's basically what I achieve, you know, try to achieve is to make sure every horse is at its optimum when it's going to the races.
Well, let's sort of see the Kylie moment again.
Is it an optimum today, hey?
Yeah, well, geez, you put yourself under the pump now. Don't worry about that. But it is a credit to both you and Kylie. You said you don't have big teams, but you are flying well.
Yeah, no, we're going well, and let's hope it continues on.
Yeah, well, good luck today, Angel. It's always great to catch up with you. It's good fun.
Thanks, Cozzy. See ya.